And Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tank Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. And now with the starting lineups and the play-by-play for this quarterfinal game. Here is Brian Barrett.
All right, John, thank you so much. First of all, for the fourth-ranked Arlington Tigers and head coach Don Deaton. Number two, C.J. Anderson, UMass signee, 16.6 points per game, a 6'5 senior guard. Number 11, Nathan Hoover, averaging 15.2 points per game, 6'3 sophomore guard. Number 12, K.J. Bates, 12 points per game, 6'2", senior guard. Number 4, Jonathan Bolin, a 6'5", junior forward, Bolin. And number 22, Adarius Avery, a 6'4", junior forward, Avery. So they go 6'4", 6'5", 6'2", 6'3", 6'5". So pretty tall cotton right there for the Arlington Tigers. For the Siegel Stars, number 20, Dominique Gooch, a 5'7", senior wing, Gooch. Number 35, Aiden Burton, averaging 10 points per game, 6'2", senior guard, Burton. Number 22, Ryan Jones, averaging 17 points per game, 5'5", senior guard, Jones. Number 10, Charles Clark, averaging 17 points per game, 5'11", senior guard, Clark. And number 3, Braxton Eddings, a 6'2", sophomore wing, Eddings. 6'2", sophomore wing. Eddings, Clark, Jones, Burton, and Gooch for Ben Dodson's Siegel Stars, ranked number 2 in the state of Tennessee, and 31-1. The Arlington Tigers at 28-4, and amazingly, this is Arlington's first trip here to the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. They'll be clad in the Navy uniforms with gold shorts, a little gold and white trim down the sides. Siegel, the home team on the scoreboard in the white uniforms with Navy outlining the numbers, Navy names on the back. Little Navy striping down the side as well. We're about ready to get this one underway. John, it'd be a good day to go 2-for-2, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. It's just like talking about a baseball doubleheader. Let's play two.
Why not? Let's play two on Friday as well. Siegel Stars in Arlington. Jumping center here will be Anderson along with Clark. The ball is not tipped by anyone. We'll do it all over again. Interesting uniform combination.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Shorts a different color. Going to have to restart the clock. 2 seconds went off the clock and they get it all restarted. Tip is going to be controlled by Arlington. They'll be moving left to right from our vantage point here at Monty Hale Arena. Left wing, Hoover has it. Way out there to the far side. Takes it between the rings, now right side. Gives it off to Bolin. Back out front, Avery pops out. Avery driving on Clark. Kicks it back out to the corner to Bates. Now a three-point attempt. It's in there. Long three from the left wing by C.J. Anderson.
Had a hand in his face. Pretty good defense there.
Clark for three. For the answer, this one too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound. Arlington down the floor. Anderson almost has it stolen away. It is. Eddings, the pass up to Clark. Uh-oh. Wham! Charles Clark slamming it home. 3-2 Arlington. Ball almost tipped away again, and now they're going to tag Clark with a foul.
Siegel coming out, attacking the basketball, really going out front, trying to grab these slapping and hacking, and this time Charles got caught this time.
Looking to throw it in is Bolin, and he does. Into the backcourt, Bates. He brings it across the floor. Right wing, they give it back to Bolin. Bounce pass to Anderson. Deep right side, now pulls up for three. It's going to be short, barely hit the rim. Rebound Jones, Ryan down the far sideline. Stutter steps, no look pass in the paint. Intended for Burton, and Burton couldn't catch the bullet right there. First turnover for the Stars. Just underway, 3-2 Arlington. A right to play in the semifinals Friday. On the line here. Press not broken. Stolen away. Gooch. Gooch going to try to lay it up from the left side. He's going to be fouled on the floor. Shot wouldn't have counted even if it went. And I do believe should be out of bounds, and it is. Burton will trigger it in here on the near end zone. Working the left side, the lob in to Clark. Brings it back to the wing spot. Now to Ryan Jones between the circles. Going to walk it over there to the right side. Pretty tight man-to-man defense being played by the Tigers right now. Clark shovels it over to Eddings. Eddings in the lane, floats one up there, bounces twice, won't fall, but there's a foul. And should be some free throws coming up here for Braxton Eddings from the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line. Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air. 890-1311. Foul is on Avery, his first foul for Arlington. Eddings at the free throw line, the first one good. Eddings ties us up here at three apiece and could give the Stars a lead if he can hit this free throw. Three dribbles, spin in the right hand, eyes the goal, shot it, and got it. Rattled but fell, 4-3, Siegel, 6-10 to go in the first. Full court pressure here by the Stars. Arlington gets it across with Bates. Over to Avery. Works the left side of the floor. Kicks it in the corner. Three ball is up and good from Nathan Hoover, averaging 15 a game. Burton has it now to Jones. Top of the three-point line straight away. Backs it back out. 6-4 Arlington. Jones to the right wing spot. Jones stutter steps, explodes to the basket baseline, puts it up there with the right hand, no good. Got his own rebound, get in there, won't fall, tipped out. Gooch runs down the loose ball. Gooch back to Clark. Siegel lives to see another possession here. In the lane, Burton floats in there and drew the foul. Siegel living right now, and that's Boland's first foul.
Good penetration there by Burton, and did a good job, and really a good job of Siegel attacking the glass after the missed shot by the first missed shot by Jones.
Prentice also peeding in air free throws for Aiden Burton. First one's good. Pretty good start to the game for the Siegel Stars. Could tie it up here with another free throw. Burton's second toss is in there. 6-6. More full court pressure here by Siegel. Ball tipped, but they do get it across. Cody Hailstock into the game. In the corner, another three ball, and he rips it from the right side this time. Hoover. Pretty good three-point shooter, obviously. Three by Clark. Partially blocked, I think. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Arlington basketball.
Well, they've shot very well from three-point land, and Siegel really not untracked yet, but they are staying in the game with their free throw shooting.
Yeah, Siegel 1-5, 20%. One of those being a three. A floater in the lane is going to fall for Bates.
Well, that was a beautiful play there by Bates.
After 6-6, it's a 5-0 run for Arlington. Gooch drives left side, puts it up and good. Nice answer there by Dominique Gooch.
High percentage bucket. Good job. Good drive by Gooch.
11-8. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first. No pressure this time. Hailstock has it. Double team. They burn it down low and open inside is Avery. And he got the basket to fall. Little two-footer right in front of the goal. Jones burns it left side to Gooch. Gooch goes baseline left side and throws it away. However, intercepted out of bounds by Bates. It'll be Siegel basketball on the far end line is where they'll inbound. And here comes DJ McGee in for Eddings. McGee the first sub for the Siegel Stars.
Tigers 5 of 6 from the field.
McGee over to Burton. Burton's long three is short. Rebound Arlington. To the foul line. Pull up jumper. Fadeaway style. No good by Hailstock. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Should have been Siegel's ball, but they point Arlington's way. Coach Ben Dotson questioning that call. The long toss in. They whip it around the horn. Left side, the three. Up, no good by Bates. Ball on the floor. Burton has it. Do they call a timeout? And Ben Dotson does get the timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. And a word from our friends at Bob Parks Auction Company. John has that word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught for you.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And WGNS's State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Got to talk with future TSSAA Hall of Famer Randy King, former head coach at Oakland, enjoying these ball games. Caught up with him on my way out to talk to Barry Wertman after their win earlier today.
He's been here a few times.
Yeah, he has. 13-8, Arlington, Siegel basketball with 3:39 to go in the first. Gooch has it right side. Now Jones, three from the top of the key, kind of side-armed it up there. Deep rebound, Jones has it. Gooch runs it down after the loose ball inside. Burton trying to go high-low, and it's out of bounds. Burton gave up a three-footer for about a one-footer to McGee and maybe should have taken that one.
I think so. That was a case where unselfishly Burton was trying to give it to his teammate, but probably had the lane, probably had the shot.
5-point lead for Arlington.
Siegel went to Arlington went to a zone on that last possession too, Brian, from a man-to-man.
I think you're going to see more zone than man-to-man from them, honestly, today. Hailstock, top of the key. Tries to rub off a screen, and McGee there quickly to pick him up. Hailstock back out front, under 3 minutes to go in the first. And now there's going to be a touch foul here called against DJ McGee. To inbound right here in front of us, Adarius Avery, the 6'4 junior. Coming back into the game is Bates. Bates coming in for Hailstock. Toss into the backcourt to C.J. Anderson, the UMass signee. Fakes, passes off now to Avery. Avery to the foul line. Oh, he kind of pushed off there against Clark. No call. Now he pushed off again, and he stepped out of bounds. They didn't call the foul, but a turnover for Arlington.
Well, he definitely shoved. He did twice on that occasion.
Three turnovers for the Tigers. Siegel going to try to get that 5-point lead, cut into it here on this possession. Jones over to Clark. Clark to Burton. Burton drives, gets in there. Floater, no good. Rebound, trying to tip it up as McGee. It's underneath. Burton too far underneath the basket. Tipped out of bounds by Arlington. Siegel will inbound on the far end line. Long toss into Gooch. Gooch for three, no good. Rebound, Arlington has it. Avery pulled down the rebound to Anderson down the floor. Anderson kicks it over to the left side, finds Bates. Bates brings it back out. Now left wing to Hoover. Hoover's hit two big threes in this game, and now they're going to call McGee with a foul. That's going to be DJ's second foul. Coach Dotson doing his part here to lobby. Long toss in. They get it to Hoover. And now a travel. Turnover, Arlington. They've helped us out in that category, haven't they? 3-2. Make that 4-2. We've been stuck at 13-8 here for quite a while. Stars going to try to get some points on this possession. Jones.
Well, it's to Siegel's advantage because they've not been shooting the ball very well, and these turnovers have really helped.
Now Siegel shooting 18%. Three ball. Clark, oh, in and out. Robbed, I'm telling you. Eddings in the paint. He is fouled. Well, that shot for Clark for three went all the way in. Bounded out.
Siegel doing a really good job, though, on the offensive glass, getting a second look, plus trips to the free throw line.
And they're 4 for 4 from the free throw line now. And Prentice also Peating and Air free throws coming up here for Braxton Eddings. The first one is no good. He'll have another. Prentice also Peating and Air works hard to offer you the highest quality products and services at competitive prices. 890-1311. Second toss. Shot it. And missed it. Rebound high for it is Avery. Minute 30 to go. 5-point Arlington lead. Full court pressure. They throw it away. 5 turnovers for the Tigers now. Siegel basketball. 20. DeJuan Kennedy, 6'3 senior forward, comes in for the Tigers of Arlington. Siegel basketball. 3 ball up by Burton off the front of the rim. Rebound, Gooch, another rebound. Gooch drives left side, has it stolen away, or do they call jump ball? Jump ball, thank goodness, Siegel remains in possession.
Siegel can't get anything to fall from the outside, but again, getting that second shot, that second look on the rebound.
Inbounds to Clark, now Jones. Jones surveys, looks around. Jones bringing it back out front. Deep right side. They give it off to Gooch. Now left side, Burton in the corner. It's Eddings for 3. It's high off of the rim. Rebound put back. Clark no good. And now there's going to be a foul called on Arlington. No, it's
Ryan
going to be
Jones.
On Siegel. Ryan Jones.
Over the back there, Brian.
Well, I tell you what, if you'd have told me that Siegel would shoot only 13% in the first quarter, I thought we'd be down by more than 5. Quickly down the floor, Anderson dumps it out in the corner. 3 ball up and no good by Bates. Got his own rebound, though. Threw the ball away. It's going to be Siegel basketball. Well, they're helping us out, aren't they?
They really are. Where we're not shooting well, they're not holding the ball. They're not protecting the basketball very well. 6 turnovers now for the Tigers.
37.6 seconds and clock rolling. Arlington leads 13-8. Siegel going to hold the ball here for the last possession, it looks like, here of the quarter. 25 seconds. Siegel looking at a 2-3 zone. 21 seconds, and Ryan Jones stands out front. Ball on the left hip with 12 seconds, goes to work. Gooch over to Burton with 7 with 6, and now Burton throws it away. Nobody there on the left side. Turnover number 3 for the Stars. 5.1 to go here in the first. Down the floor. Anderson goes coast to coast. Nobody picks him up and scores. After the end of one quarter of play, it's the Arlington Tigers 15 and the Siegel Stars 8. As you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Boys Basketball Championships.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-thru window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
15-8, your score. Arlington with the ball and the lead as we start the second quarter. Hailstock back in, checked in during the timeout. In the corner, left side, Hoover. Siegel aggressively going after it. Jump ball, and they're going to force a turnover for the Arlington Tigers.
Brian, Arlington 6 of 8 from the field. They're shooting great, but they've also turned it over 7 times, which has kept Siegel in this ball game. Siegel 2 of 14 from the field. Yeah, got to do better here in this second quarter.
About 13%. Gooch, top of the key. Passes off. Clark, top of the key now, left side. Jones, get it in the corner. Running the baseline is Gooch. Dumps it off inside. Clark goes up. Missed it. Put back is good. Boy, needed that basket in the worst way. 5-point lead for Arlington. Siegel here on the defensive end. Looking at Anderson at the left wing spot. Three ball fired up. No good by Halestock. Rebound Siegel. How about another basket? Let's try it out here. Clark for three. Bam. First bank three. Clark with 7. Stars back within 2. 6:50 to go. A good start here to the second quarter so far. Let's keep it up. Right wing, Halestock. Back to the top of the key to Bates. They get it inside. Running floater from the left side is good by Avery. Here come the Stars. Jones in the corner to McGee. Back out to Jones, left wing. Jones has it once again. Back over to Burton. Burton's three. He's open. It's in there. First bank three. Let's get him on track too. Aiden Burton. 17-16 and going for the steal. There's going to be a foul. The foul is going to be on Clark, I believe. 2-2 it is. Jones. That's 2 on Jones. Bolin has 3 fouls for Arlington. 3 of the 4 that they've committed. 6:06 to go here in the first half. 17-16 Arlington driving right side. 2-footer baseline shot, no good. But there's a foul on the Stars, and that's going to send Halestock to the free throw line. Foul is on Gooch, his first. And that's the 16th foul, so Arlington in the bonus the rest of the way. Halestock looking right into the Siegel Nation crowd as he's at the Prentice Hall Heating and Air free throw line. The first one, no good. He'll have another. 2 dribbles, make it 3. A spin in the right hand and a big deep breath. Shot it, got it. Cody Halestock's first basket of the game. 2-point lead for Arlington. Gooch turns, spins, glides in there off the right side. High off the glass to tie it up. Dominique Gooch, 18 up.
No way to block that shot. He put it up so high.
Left side, 3. It's in there. Boy, you feel like Hoover every time he touches it. It's got a chance. 3 threes. Down the floor quickly. Laying it in the hole is DJ McGee from the right side. Action's picked up here in the last minute or so. Halestock. Between the circles. Gives it up to Bates. Bates left wing Avery. Top of the key. 3 ball. It's in there. Anderson with the 3.
5 threes here for Arlington in the first half.
24-20. Driving the lane. Jones is going to be fouled on the floor. Should be out of bounds for the Siegel Stars. It will be. Foul is on Halestock, his first. Burton to trigger it in here on the near baseline. They get it over to a wide open McGee for the lay-in.
Came off a screen. Nobody picked him up. He was wide open.
2-point lead for Arlington. 5 minutes to go in the first half. A spot in the state's final four on the line in this one. Right side, make that left side Anderson. Foul line, Avery going to drive in there. Get around 2 defenders and scores. Jones over to Burton. Burton to Gooch. Drives baseline. Fires it up. No good. Tip up by Jones. Won't go. Ball bounded around. Who has it? Nobody yet. Pile up on I-24. They finally call out of bounds Arlington. Siegel basketball. That's a break.
Well, we've got a very sizable rebounding edge on them, 10 to 5 right now. We got to keep that up. That's keeping us in this thing.
They get it inside, and once again caught Arlington napping. Inbounds from Burton to Jones this time. It's the second time that play's worked. In the lane, driving left side, C.J. Anderson easily scores, and a timeout, Siegel. With 4:15 to go here in the first half, 28-24 Arlington. We'll be back.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS state coverage of the, or State Farm coverage, we do cover the state though, of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships, brought to you by DirecTV, by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. 28-24 here with 4:08 to go in the half. Brian?
Siegel's basketball looking at a 2-3 zone. Charles Clark. Clark burns it right side. Now Jones in the lane. Floater good off the glass. Ryan Jones brings the Stars within two.
If you're Arlington, you got to tighten up that zone. Ryan Jones looked great going through there.
Now they're going to call Charles Clark with a foul. Even though I think Avery might have gotten away with a push-off. It'll be out of bounds for the Arlington Tigers with Adarius Avery to trigger it in here on the near baseline. They're going to let Halestock come on in. Halestock comes in for Hoover, who has three threes on the day. I think he is three for three.
Yeah,
he is.
He's a great shooter.
Free throws upcoming here for Avery. They're in the bonus. Missed the front end of the one and one. Siegel with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Ryan Jones, no look pass down low. Shot by McGee, won't go. Rebound off of Arlington.
It went off the hands of Luke Wiseman down there, Brian.
Burton tosses it in. Finds Clark for three and the lead. Yes, sir! First bank three. Charles Clark, 29-28 Siegel. 3:27 to go, first half. Anderson back out front. Finds Halestock. Back over to Anderson. Pulls it way out near midcourt. Halestock at the right wing. Burton defending. Halestock fakes right, goes left. Can't do anything with it. Passes back out to Avery. Avery in the lane. Down low. Nice pass to C.J. Bates off the left block. Scores easily. Siegel down the floor. Clark inside to McGee. Reverse type lay-in, no good. Tip up won't go. Gooch in the lane. Flips it back out. Jones for three. Yes! Ryan Jones, first bank three. Siegel by two, 32-30. Outside from the right wing, Bates to Halestock. Glides, rides, going to score, and then there's a foul. So a chance at a three-point play here. The Siegel foul is going to be, the basket will count. Foul is on McGee. That's three fouls on McGee. And Halestock has a chance to give Arlington a one-point lead. So one shot coming up here for Cody Halestock, the senior guard for the Arlington Tigers. Shot it. Got it. And a timeout. We'll take it as well. 2:31 to go. And, John, it's a word from Bob Bug and Stan Baught at Bob Parks Auction. as a 30-second timeout taken by Arlington.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. You can put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. That number to call them, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And tonight's, or this afternoon's game, brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Brancher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
John, for those folks who may be listening in today that are softball players, most of our teams were playing in the Commando Classic in Hendersonville. All of today's games have been canceled since it was 65 and sprinkling rain when we came in. We haven't seen the outside, but it's cold and wet.
Yeah, about 20 degrees cooler than that now.
Yeah. 2:23 to go here in this one in the first half. Arlington by one. Ryan Jones tries to drive left side. Has to pass back out. Finds Gooch now back to Jones. And Siegel going to reset here on offense. Get it to Charles Clark. Now Eddings from the left wing. Back out to Burton, right side, to Gooch. Gooch going to drive, gets in there, left side, goes up amongst the trees, and is going to be hacked. He's going to be fouled. He should have about 10 free throws coming up, but I think he's only going to get two.
Don Deaton doesn't think he's was fouled at all. He is really upset. Ben Dawson's been upset with that same official as well through the course of this game.
Dominique Gooch at the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line. They combine proven products with high quality trained technicians to afford you the finest quality systems. 890-1311. Gooch misses the first free throw. He will have another. He was in the act of shooting. Arlington thought it was 1-1. Gooch to tie it up. He does. 5 points for Dominique. Clark tips it out of bounds. Avery to inbound again. On the far baseline, the ball is almost thrown away. They run it down. Avery pass to Bates, and Bates almost lost it. To Anderson. Anderson down the floor. Right side, Halestock has it. Surveys. Tries to use a screen. Not a very good one. Now he brings it back out between the circles. Minute 34 to go in the third, tied at 33. Halestock dribbles around to the left wing, gives it over to Bates. Now back out to Halestock. Top of the key, three, no good. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Arlington. No, they say off of Siegel. Huh. Okay. Arlington to inbound on the far end line. Right side, looking over the three, Hoover, now driving baseline. Arlington lost it out of bounds, saved. Gooch has it. In traffic, long pass up, threw it away, trying to get it to Jones. He had to do something with it or he was going to travel anyway. Left side, Bates, floats one up there from about eight, no good. Rebound, tip up by Avery is good. Minute to go, 35-33 Arlington. Burton for three, for the lead, no good, a little long. Rebound taken off the far side by Arlington. Stolen away. Eddings to Burton off the layup. No good. Tipped up. And coming away with it is Arlington's Hoover. Hoover to Anderson. Anderson stripped. Clark has it. Siegel's got the numbers. Clark goes up. He's hacked. He's fouled. Avery tagged him pretty good. Charles Clark going to go to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line.
About 30 seconds, Arlington went from six turnovers to 10. That was in about 30 seconds.
Charles Clark, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throws. Need them both to tie it up here. First one is good. Rattled around a bit, but fell through. Charles with 11 points. 35-34 Arlington, 37 seconds to go in the first half. Clark's second free throw, good, we're tied. Edwin Roberts coming in, the 6'4 senior wing. He comes in for Clark. And really probably a good sub right there to keep anybody from picking up a third foul. Ryan Jones playing with two, and so is Clark. 28 seconds, tied at 35. Anderson. They spread the floor here. Going to go one-on-one, I think. Anderson and Gooch. That's quick on quick. Anderson, as John mentioned during a timeout, a very quick first step. Hailstock has it now. Left side. Going to glide in there. Going to hurl one up toward the goal, and it hung on the rim and then fell through. And no time left. And at halftime, it's Arlington by two, 37-35. And John, just a word, I have to feel like we kind of survived the first half. As bad a Siegel shot, especially in the first quarter and a half.
Well, they had
pretty
a really
fortunate.
Yeah, they really had a good second quarter, Siegel did. But Arlington is just unbelievable. One thing, though, they're getting is some very high percentage shots. We've got to keep them from going inside on us, especially those guards penetrating like they have against that zone.
John, we'll talk more about that, and we'll have stats coming up here on the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Ideas Tees, the place here in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the TSSAA. So stop in here at the Murphy Center while you're here and pick up your TSSAA championship gear from our friends here at Ideas Tees. They're going to bring you the halftime show when we come back after this.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course. We've got incredible deals right now on guitars. We've got Taylor, Paul Reed Smith, two number one guitar lines in the country right now, and incredible quality. Free hard case upgrade on most guitar purchases. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Want to get that landscape project started? Martin's Home and Garden says right now is the perfect time to plant shrubs, trees, and perennials so they can grow a good strong root system before hot weather gets here. And Martin's Home and Garden has an amazing selection of all those items. It's also a good time to plant fruit trees and berry plants. Martin's Home and Garden, your one-stop shop for everything garden, online at martinshomeandgarden.com.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's,
where beauty and quality meet.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back to the Ideas Tees Halftime Report. John Dinkins here with you with Arlington here in the state tournament, leading Siegel by a score of 37-35. And we've got the stats for you, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Scoring went like this for Arlington. C.J. Anderson has 10 points, Jonathan Bolin with none, Nathan Hoover with 9, K.J. Bates with 4, Darius Avery had 8, Cody Hillstock with 6. For Siegel, Braxton Eddings with 2, Charles Clark led the Stars with 12, Dominique Gooch with 5, Ryan Jones with 7, Aiden Burton with 5, D.J. McGee with 4. In the first half, the field goal percentage for Siegel, 38%, 12 of 31. They were 4 of 13 from three-point from the three-point arc for 30.8%. They shot 7 of 10 for 70% from the free throw line. Arlington, on the other hand, listen to this, 68%, 15 of 22 from the field, 5 of 10 at the free throw line, and 2 of 4 from, or 5 of 10 from three-point land. That's 50%. Really good shooting percentages. And they were 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 50%. And where I think the advantage for Siegel has been in rebounding. We wouldn't have thought that when the game started. Siegel with 14 rebounds to Arlington 7. The Tigers also have 10 turnovers, which has hurt, which has kept Siegel in the game and has hurt Arlington. We were really glad that those turnovers occurred because we only shot 2 of 14 in the first quarter. Warmed up considerably in the second quarter to creep within 2 points by a score of 37 to 35. The first game today, Blackman a winner, and they now advance to take on Brentwood. That will be Friday morning, 10 a.m. Blackman 26-6 on the year, Brentwood 32-2. And that is a rematch from last year's game where Brentwood came from behind. Blackman had a big lead in that game and came from behind to beat the Blaze in the first round of the state tournament last year. So that's going to be a really great game. Brentwood 32-2, Blackman 26-6. Siegel, if they can win, they will take on the Oak Ridge Jefferson County winner on Friday at 11:30. So we'll have back-to-back games for you if possible, if Siegel can make it. If not, we'll be on the air at 9. Well, we're going to be on the air at 9:45 regardless of what happens in this game. It's just a matter of whether we'll have one game or two games for you here on WGNS.
That's part of what, by the way, John, a very busy day with the win. The Lady Raider game, if they win tomorrow, will be on 89.5 WMOT. We'll have men's CUSA semifinal game if the Raider men can win tomorrow. So tomorrow we've got men's and women's basketball in the Conference USA tournament. So a couple of busy basketball days still left here and hopefully more.
All right. This word for Jones Car Wash, located on Memorial across from O'Charley's, is proud to support Rutherford County Athletics. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no extra time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from O'Charley's. Brian Baird will be back with the exciting second half of this one, with Arlington leading by 2, 37-35. And this has been the IDST's Halftime Report. Go by down by Ridgely Road behind Chewy's and pick you up some MTSU gear at IDST's. We'll be back with the second half after this.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
We specialize in residential and small commercial repairs, remodeling, and even new construction.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
Roofing, siding, gutters, doors, windows, interior, and more. All work is guaranteed for 5 years.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Hi, I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There is a better alternative. Call me at 200-0553 for a free consultation. We have evening and weekend hours. Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. And we're about ready to get this second half underway with the starting lineups for the second half and the play-by-play story. Here's Brian.
All right, John, it's going to be Eddings, Clark, Gooch, Jones, and Burton for Siegel. And for Arlington, Anderson, Bolin playing with three fouls. Hoover, Bates, and Avery. And here to inbound is Avery. Arlington moving right to left as we see it now. Anderson from the right side. Siegel playing tight man-to-man defense. Anderson passes off, gets it back after giving it over to Avery. Anderson way out there at the right wing.
They're trying to clear up the side for Anderson, looks like.
He's got it, going one-on-one. Now they flip it back out. Three attempt is up and no good by Hoover. Hopefully he'll cool down. Jones, long pass up the floor, tipped out of bounds by Arlington. It was either going to be Clark or nobody to get to that one. And it turned out to be nobody. And last touch, though, by Arlington as they tipped the ball out of bounds. McGee inbounds, tosses it over to Ryan Jones. Backs it back out near midcourt. Now going to go one-on-one with Anderson. Floats in the lane, six-footer, no good. Tipped and pulled out of there by Anderson. Anderson in the backcourt, McGee guarding. McGee started this second half, actually. Playing with three fouls over Eddings. Anderson with the basketball. We played a minute 10. Third quarter.
Boy, they're really trying to spread the floor here.
Anderson may have his pocket picked. Boy, they just rolled over McGee. And it's going to be Arlington basketball.
Well, that had to be painful because Anderson rolled over McGee, who rolled over the ball.
And no foul called. Bates triggers in the inbounds to Anderson. Gives it over right side. Bates has it. To Bolin now, driving in the lane. Avery dumps it off right side. Anderson misses the shot. Rebound. Bates has it. In the lane, Avery fouled, missed the shot, but he's going to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line here.
Arlington being much more aggressive on the boards. Don Deaton, the head coach, must have gotten on to them at halftime.
Foul on Dominique Gooch, his second. First toss bounds around and then falls through for Avery. 9 points for him. For the best in DirecTV with local service, you can't get by calling the 800 number. It's DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. Second free throw is good. 10 points now for Avery. The lead for Arlington back at four. Jones straight away. Left side, Gooch. Has a little trouble controlling the ball. Back to Jones. Jones back to Gooch, left side. McGee, right wing, to Eddings. Eddings drives, floats one up from six. It's good! And there is a foul.
Big time move there by Eddings. They kind of cleared the side for him, and he saw that lane and took it and put it up high up against the glass and got the foul as well.
The foul is on Bolin, John, and that's his fourth.
He's relatively been just used, I mean, of no use
right
with the four fouls. It just is taking him out of the game completely.
Well, he had three early and now picks up the fourth at the start of the third quarter. Eddings plus one from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line will not fall.
39-37 Arlington, 5:50 to go in the third. Hailstock with the basketball. Works between the circles. Gives it up right side to Anderson. Anderson drives, pull-up jumper from about 12, no good. Rebound, Eddings clears it out. Burton pulls down the rebound, gives it to Eddings, now to Jones. Jones, top of the key, going right side, glides in the lane. Nice move, shake and bake. Got the basket. Stolen away. Ball on the floor. Going to call a jump ball? No, they called a foul. Unbelievable. And the foul going to be called on Siegel. See who they picked out of the pile. Gooch, that's his third. Length of the floor to go for Arlington. Tied at 39. Anderson between the circles, looking around. Gets a double screen, goes to the right side. Doesn't use it, though. Going to go one-on-one against Clark. No, passes off in the corner. Three up, no good by Hailstock. Long pass up the floor. Oh, Charles Clark with a slam! 41-39 Stars, 4:50 to go in the third. Let's get a few more of those. Fire up Siegel Nation.
Well, that all started with Aiden Burton's blocking out for the rebound.
Three by Anderson, in and out.
They have not hit a field goal yet.
Eddings, they get it down low. Gooch after the pass from Jones. And a timeout. Arlington, Siegel Stars have come alive. 43-39 with 4:29 to go in the third as you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane, Middle Tennessee's immunization headquarters. We offer flu shots, travel shots, and adult immunizations to individuals 12 years of age or older, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane. Walk-ins are always welcome. We also provide group and workplace immunizations at your location. Visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at ReevesSane.com. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show, DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Basketball belongs to Arlington. Anderson, top of the key. Anderson passes off right side. Avery in the lane. They kick it back out. Hailstock with it now left wing. 4:10 to go in the third. He turns, spins in the lane, floats up one from about four. It's good. 43-41, Siegel. Jones to Eddings. Eddings going to travel. Took a quick step.
That basket by Arlington stopped an 0-for-6 skid.
Maybe they can start a new one. Anderson quickly after the inbounds to him. Down the floor, Hailstock has it to the left side. They pass around outside. Hailstock gets it back. Now right side. Three. Bates, no good. High off the back of the rim. Jones tips it out. Jones pulls it down. Jones down the floor. Jones at the foul line. Jones puts it up and in. All Ryan Jones on that trip.
Ryan's starting to take over the game here.
45-41 Siegel. Anderson. Going to throw it away, or can Avery run it down? He just does. To Anderson. Anderson dribbles around at the right wing. Gives it off deeper in the corner to Avery. Now top of the key. Hailstock for three. Off high off the back of the rim. Rebound Jones. Jones up the floor. Stolen away by Anderson. Tried the pass up to Clark. Anderson at the foul line. Flips it out. Three is in there. From the left wing by Hoover.
He had plenty of time. You can't. He's gonna hit those.
Yeah, he's got 12 points, all threes, and that's his first point since the first quarter. Siegel by one, 45-44, with 2:50 to go in the third. Ryan Jones off of a Clark screen, takes it to the left wing, now pulls up for the answer three, no good. Rebound, pulled out of there by Hoover. Anderson flips it up, Bates, four-footer, good. And just like that, Arlington has regained the lead at 46-45. Burton glides in, too high, hard off the glass. But Eddings, I think, tipped it in, or was it Clark? No, they called the wrong one. Shot up, no good on the other end. Offensive foul.
Well, Eddings is the closest one to it. I think you credit the basket to him.
I think it was Eddings. Foul on Arlington gives Siegel the basketball back and a one-point lead. We'll check the official stat here. Can check me. Let's see, Eddings. Well, they didn't give it to him. Had to have been Ryan Jones then. Wasn't him either. Siegel lost it out of bounds. Play gotten a little sloppy here the last couple of possessions.
Yeah, both teams have, really.
Long pass over to Hoover. Now Hailstock, under 2 minutes to go here in the third. You just cringe whenever Hoover's got the basketball on the wing spot. Driving baseline is Avery. Flips it back out. Avery to Hailstock. Floater from the right side. No good. Rebound. Anderson gets the shooter's roll.
Boy, you think he camps under there. You think he's going to score.
Clark for three. No good. A little long. Rebound. Arlington, but they threw it away. McGee pulls up for three. No good. Hailstock with the rebound now. And down the floor. Crossing midcourt and stopping right there. 1:10 to go, Arlington by one. Kind of have a feeling this one going down to the wire. 1 minute left in the third right now. 48-47 Arlington. Left wing Anderson. Steps in and now backs it way out here. DJ McKee guarding. He gets around McGee, gets in the lane, flips it back out. Hailstock going to drive. This doesn't look pretty. Now they're going to get a foul called on Siegel. Eddings, I think. You get the ball in traffic down there and tie the ball up. They've been calling a foul and not jump balls, not things of that nature. It's been really tough on the defenders. Far end zone is where they inbound. With the basketball nail now is Hoover. To Anderson, deep right wing. 34 seconds left in the quarter. Anderson drives, gives it up down low to Hoover. Great job there. 14 for Hoover. 50-47, 3-point lead for Arlington. Ryan Jones with 18 seconds has the ball between the circles to Clark. Clark for a long distance three-pointer from the left wing. Oh my. 17 points. Edwin Roberts going to come in. Tied at 50. He comes in for Clark, who's going to get a breather here, a little extra time. Siegel going to put on some pressure, full court here. 7.9. Now they call a foul before the ball is even inbounded on DJ McGee. No, they call it on Jones. That's his third. So McGee, Jones, and Gooch with three fouls. Down the floor, Anderson, the three from the left wing. This one no good by Hoover. Rebound, Anderson, off-balance shot. Tried to fire it up, won't fall, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Well, we haven't settled anything. 50-50 your scores. We head to the fourth quarter after this on WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Have you visited our stores lately? We have car chargers, an OtterBox case, we have awesome set of headsets, Bluetooth speakers, all the greatest accessories available for your product no matter where you bought your cell phone. Stop by Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Check out all the newest and greatest innovations. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to try to do the same things that we've always done.
something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend, but also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary.
Come in and see us, J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Seagulls basketball. Jones gets it down to Gooch. From the left side, it's good. Dominique Gooch gives Siegel a 52-50 lead as we start the fourth quarter of play. Left wing, Bates tries to back in there. Nothing there. Now right side, Bowen for three. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Siegel's basketball. Bolin playing with four fouls. Siegel's ball and a two-point lead. Clark for three from the deep right corner. Rolls around the rim three times and falls. Charles Clark with 20. Siegel by five. Could be in jeopardy in the lane. Roller will not fall. Rebound pulled out of there by the Stars after the Avery miss. Jones to the foul line, to the right block. Clark for another three. This one a little long. Siegel with the rebound. Gooch out the pass to Jones. Jones looks around, flips it over to Clark. Clark right side, now drives, penetrates. Reverse lay-in, too far underneath the basket. Here's Anderson. Behind the back dribble, threw the ball, almost threw it away. Run down by Bolin. Lob back to Anderson at the foul line. Gives it up down low. Shot's going to roll good for Avery, and there is a foul. Check out who fouled him. Know that he's going to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Foul is on McGee. It's his fourth. Get all the same DirecTV channels without calling the 800 number and get local service from DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800. The plus one for Avery, no good. Rebound, Jones for the Stars. They lead by three with 6:42 to go in the game. The winner advances to the semifinals in the state's final four, joining Blackman and Brentwood there. Fadeaway jumper from the baseline, no good by Gooch. Tip in won't fall for Clark, but he's hacked and fouled. And Charles Clark trying to carry this Siegel Star team on his shoulders right now.
Well, I can remember how he struggled in the district tournament and the region tournament, but boy, he's been red hot in this game.
Two shots for Clark. Hailstock picks up his fourth foul. The first DirecTV by Intersource free throw will not fall for Charles Clark. 815-1800, DirecTV by Intersource. Second free throw, need all we can get here. Shot it. Missed it. Trying to get in the lane.
Lane violation, and I think it was number 20 for Arlington there.
Kennedy. Well, that's a help.
He just kind of lost his balance.
So Clark gets another shot here. Shot it and missed it. Got to hit these free throws down the stretch for sure. 3-point Siegel lead with 6:23 to go. Arlington basketball. Hailstock, they whip it around outside. The three attempt by Bates, no good. They run down the loose ball. It was Bates who got it and drove in for a running jumper. Siegel by one, 55-54. 6:05 to go in the game. Gooch left wing. Now back to Jones. Over here right side to Burton. Deeper in the right corner, Charles Clark. Behind the back dribble, trying to go one-on-one. Back to Clark, make that back to Jones. Siegel calls a new play out. Jones rubs off and goes here from the right side from the screen. Now to Clark. Clark penetrates the double team to Jones for three. In there! Ryan Jones kind of lulled him to sleep there, John.
He certainly did, and Clark just dished it back out to him.
4-point lead for Siegel. Now a long two. No good by Hoover. Long pass up. Gooch, can he control it? No, but lost out of bounds. It's going to be Siegel's basketball. Bolin going to come back in with four fouls. Also coming back in is Adarius Avery for the Arlington Tigers. No, they're not going to let Avery back in.
Well, this is a huge possession if you can get some points on the board here on this one.
And I think Ben Dotson wants to talk about this possession as well. 1 minute timeout for us. Siegel by four with 5:21 to go in the game. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Aiden Burton to trigger in the inbounds pass here on the inline. Looking. Bounces it in to Gooch. Gooch back to Burton. In the lane, cutting through Jones. Missed it. Rebound, got his own. Put up, won't fall. Got another rebound. And has it stripped from behind by Anderson. Three chances at it there. Bates down the lane, curls it up, no good. Rebound put back, couldn't see.
Hoover.
16 points for him. 2 points, Siegel lead. Down the floor, shot won't go, but Gooch is fouled. Foul is on, 1-2, which would be Bates. So Dominique Gooch with 9 points, would love to be in double digits.
I'd love for him to be in double digits, too.
Yep, he's going to have to earn it here from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Shot it, missed it. Not helping ourselves here with free throws.
No, we're not. We've missed our last four.
It's 4 of 8, I think, isn't it? Second one, shot it, got it. So he does get into double digits with 10. The lead is 3 with 4:52 to go in the game. Anderson down the floor, gives it up to Avery, who pulls it out between the circles. Right side, Anderson. Anderson drives. There's going to be a foul on the way, called against Siegel. Who is this now? Foul on the Stars, 3-4. 35, Burton. That's only one on Burton, so I'm okay. Bolin inbounds. Now they get it back to Bolin. Cuts down baseline. Too far underneath. And now there's going to be another foul called on Siegel after the missed shot. Eddings, I think. Boy, it's been tough in the paint today.
You were right about the free throw. Second half, 4 of 8. On the day, they're 6 of 15.
Second personal foul on Eddings. And Jonathan Bolin is at the free throw line. The junior's first basket of the day. Starter had 3 quick fouls in the first quarter. Came in early in the third quarter and within 2 minutes picked up that fourth foul. First free throw is good. The second one is good as well. So Siegel's lead is trimmed to 1. Length of the floor to go for the Stars. 4:34 left in the game. Ryan Jones calls motion and takes it to the left side. Clark pops way out near midcourt. Going to go one-on-one here. Lost the ball. Turnover Stars. Anderson down the floor. Pushes off. Gets it down low. Runner no good. Ball saved by Arlington. Thrown away, however. And Clark has it. Charles down the floor. Charging in charge. There's going to be a foul called on the Arlington Tigers. 2. And that's Anderson.
want me to sing that theme song for you?
Charles in Charge. That's what I don't know why that ran through my mind, but
I know you were old enough to remember Charles in Charge.
I was a pup. Burton inbound on the far baseline. Does so to Clark. Ball tipped around. Gooch to Jones. Boy, that was good ball handling there. Jones pulls up. Six-footer, no good. Rebound tipped around. Somebody took an elbow to the face. It was McGee. Ball on the floor. It's going to be Arlington's basketball. So Arlington has a chance to take the lead on this trip.
It's just amazing. We seem like we've been playing so well, but we can't get a bigger lead than three or four or five, and now it's back down to one.
Siegel 22 of 52 from the field. Arlington 23 of 45. Both teams shooting about 33% from three-point land. It's been a pretty tight game. 1 point, Siegel lead, 3:40 to go. It's getting crunch time, stolen away. Gooch stole it as they tried to pass to Anderson. Bucket here would be very nice. Braxton Eddings tries to go baseline. They flip it back out. Gooch in the lane, tied up. Are they going to call it this time? They are, and it's, of course, going to be Arlington's basketball. Turnover Stars. Hasn't happened all night.
Well, Ryan got the ball. He was trying to go up for a pass, and he got the ball, just reached, and Anderson just pulled it out and tied him up.
Anderson walks it across the timeline here. 1 point Siegel lead. In the corner, the three, it's no good. Rebound, they tip it in. Avery, 60 to 59. Arlington, 3:03 to go in the game.
Didn't get blocked out there.
Jones to Burton, right wing. Back to Jones, cutting through, and there's a foul called on Arlington's Bates. Are they going to report? Yeah, they're going to go report the foul, I guess. Yes. So Siegel will inbound here with Burton to Gooch. After the inbounds, a three ball. Clark a little long. Rebound. Arlington has it. Avery over right side to Anderson. Anderson stutter steps. For a three, Bolin, no good. Rebound, Jones. Jones down the near sideline. At the foul line. Flips it up with one hand. It's good on the right side. 16 for Jones. Siegel back up by one. 2:27 to go. Anderson gives it up. Finds Hoover. Back to Anderson. He should have walked. Did he walk? Did they call it? They're going to call a foul. Boy, I thought he took a step before.
Well, he actually did walk, but I think the whistle had already blown, Brian, but he did walk. I don't know if the foul caused it or...
Foul on Gooch, and that's before the shot. So it'll be 1-1. That is four fouls on Gooch. DJ McGee with four fouls. CJ Anderson shooting the 1-1 here. Shot it. Missed it. No, it bounced high and fell through. We're tied at 61. I thought that one was going to bound away. Got the shooter's roll. For the lead, it's good. He takes one step up to the line. It's kind of an awkward free throw shooting situation. Three, top of the key by Jones, no good. Rebound, Siegel had it, stolen away by Anderson, and now a foul, no, timeout. 62-61 with 2:07 to go here in the game. Arlington leads Siegel by one as you listen into WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championship.
Get you a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Helton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Bonnie King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Arlington's basketball with a one-point lead, 2 minutes to go exactly now as we start after the timeout. Anderson has it now for the Arlington Tigers. Gives it up right side. Finds Bates. Taking 15 seconds off the clock. Back out to Bates now. They're running clock, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I fear Hoover worse than I do just about anybody.
Well, he's got the ball now. Quick handoff to Bates.
They are going to run it. Looks like they're going to hold.
They're out near midcourt.
That's a little dangerous against Siegel.
Bates tries to fire it up. They're going to call McGee for the foul. Goodness.
That's not really the shot I don't think Don Deaton of Arlington was wanting, but it was going to get him to the line, which is what he did want.
And McGee is going to foul out with 1:22 to go. DJ McGee is going to give Siegel a chance to talk things over. And some free throws upcoming. And it should just be 1-1. For Arlington. The lineup is going to be Burton, Gooch, Eddings, Clark, and Jones. The original starting lineup. At the free throw line, Cody Bates.
And what that does, it also ices him a little bit at the free throw line.
And it's only 1-1 here now, the last time for 1-1. No, they say two shots. He must have been shooting. Thought it was 1-1 too, John Rice.
He was shooting, I think.
First toss is good. Bates with 9. 2-point lead Arlington. Be a one-possession game either way, but I like 2 better than 3. Minute 22 to go. Makes this next possession really big for Siegel. Second free throw. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Let's get it. Stars. Oh, no. It's Anderson. Pulls down the rebound. That's disastrous. Hailstock over right side. Bates fires up the shot. It's good. Siegel got to go now. 4-point lead for Arlington. Minute 7. Gooch drives the lane. He's going to be hacked and fouled. Foul called on Hailstock, and he's done too, I think. And it is. With 1:04, he's fouled out. And at the free throw line is Dominique Gooch. The Stars at the free throw line. 8 of 15. Need every point that we can scratch away with here now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You got to have everything, especially they give you with the clock not running. And now looks like equipment problems.
Well, something's wrong with Charles Clark's jersey or whatever, and they're going to take a timeout here, I think.
We had a lot of trouble with jerseys today.
Yeah, Siegel takes a timeout, so will we. 65-61, Arlington with a minute 4 to go in the game. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships returns after this.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Dominique Gooch at the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Stands there 2 for 4 on the afternoon and misses the first. Siegel has struggled at the foul line. They're 8 of 16 now. 50%. Second free throw for Dominique. Shot it. Got it. The lead is 3 for Arlington. Siegel putting on a lot of pressure. The long ball down the floor. Stolen away. Eddings has it in the backcourt to Jones. 1 minute to go. Jones gets in there. Floats one up. A little short. Rebound. Arlington has it. Elbows are swinging. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Called against the Stars.
How did that not go in? Brian Jones has one of the softest touches you'll ever see in the basketball. Kind of rimmed out.
Foul on Siegel's Eddings, his third. That's going to put Adarius Avery at the free throw line for 2. And they are 9 of 17. 53%. I'm sorry, 9 of 13. Make that 10 of 14 now as he hits the first one.
Sure takes pressure off when you've got that bonus shot.
Sure does, doesn't it? 66-62. Second free throw is good. 16 points for Avery. Siegel got to go now. 50 seconds in the lane. Clark going to be fouled by Bolin, I think.
Well, Charles really wanted that layup to go in. He really wanted it. Try to pick up that three-point play. Good free throw shooter. Sorry, Brian. A good free throw shooter, though. We've got to try to get these down to a one possession a game again. Still plenty of time left.
Bolin has now fouled out, becoming the second Arlington Tiger to foul out of the game. He was plagued with the situation here all afternoon. They're trying to decide who to bring in here. It's going to be Luke Wiseman. Charles Clark, meanwhile, is standing at the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. And now, John, you just got to have everything.
Yeah, you can't afford another miss.
Clark shot it. Got it. Rolled through. 67-63. 48.6 seconds to go. Shot it. Got it. 22 for Clark.
Needs something to happen here. Try to make a steal. You got time enough to make a steal before you foul.
Arlington by 3. Still in the backcourt. They have to burn a timeout. Good job by Aiden Burton in the backcourt. Timeout Arlington with 41.6 seconds to go. We'll take 1-2 and be right back.
Here's to the lessons of the gridiron. Two-a-day practices in August, wind sprints in October, homework after every practice. Here's to the coaches who teach players to push their limits, to the moms who keep supper warm. First Bank salutes teams and families across Tennessee. We're committed to providing the best in banking services. That's more than banking. It's First Banking. See firstbankonline.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw says a DirecTV by Intersource difference is their local technicians.
Our technicians care about their customers just as much as everybody else in the company does. And those technicians don't hesitate to give out their personal phone number to let somebody that is, say, down the street from them call them and let them take care of what they need.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Arlington's basketball in the backcourt. Foul. Charles Clark reached in and fouled Anderson with 35 seconds, and that's going to send C.J. Anderson to the free throw line for a couple of tosses. The lead is three. Really like for him to miss them both.
That would be a big help, a huge help.
He's hit both free throws that he's attempted here in the game. C.J. Anderson eyes the rim. Shot it. Got it.
He does have a unique. He walks up to the line.
He stands up at almost to the three-point line and takes a step. Like a jump shot.
Yep.
Second one's good.
Except he doesn't jump. That's the only difference.
69-64. 35 seconds to go.
Got to get a quick
Clark
one.
For three. No good. Rebound Anderson. Foul with 26.8. Time is running out on our stars here, I'm afraid.
Yeah, our chances are melting away.
If they hit any of these free throws, I mean, the lead is five. C.J. Anderson at the free throw line again, where he's 4 for 4. Shot it. And got it. 17 points for C.J. Anderson. Lead is up to 6. It's been a close, you know, about a one-possession game throughout, back and forth. There really hasn't been any big leads. Second free throw, missed it. Got to have two threes here. Jones glides in the lane. They get in the lane. He scores and a timeout. Ryan Jones, timeout Siegel, will take one as well. 70-66 with 20 seconds to go. Let's see if the Stars can pull a rabbit out of their hat here. We'll be right back.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off fraud between Chewy's and Chili's and at the football stadium.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane, near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. 895-2700. Siegel trails by 4, 20 seconds to go. Brian Barrett.
It's going to be Arlington's basketball. Length of the floor to go. 4-point Arlington lead, as John mentioned, only 20 seconds. Avery looking to inbound, looking long, pass up the floor, stolen away by Clark. Clark has it with 18, with 17. Clark going to drive in, puts it up. He's going to be fouled by Hoover.
Well, that makes it interesting now.
Well, you hit these free throws, John.
Yeah, that makes it interesting. They tried that twice to throw the home run pass, and it's hard to do against Siegel because they're so quick and their arms are so long. I mean, it's just really difficult.
Charles Clark for two shots. The first one from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line is good.
Still got life.
3-point lead for Arlington with 15 seconds to go. Siegel with Clark at the line for another toss. Shot it. Got it. 2-point lead. Arlington's ball. Siegel trapping in the backcourt. Anderson, the long toss, stolen away. Gooch has it with 8 with 7 in the lane. It's Jones. Reverse layup. Good! Good! We're tied at 70. We're tied at 70. It's going to overtime. The Stars have tied it. Going to overtime. Siegel and Arlington. What a turnaround. Listen to this crowd. Let's play some free basketball. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant. Good food and fun at any of the three locations in Rutherford County. We've been in business almost 30 years, and we've watched this community grow to very dynamic. And we can only do that if you do your research, and vote for the person or persons you think are going to do the best for our community. We support WGNS in this political year, and Toots wants you to vote.
Good food and fun.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, Siegel stays alive here as we go to overtime. Siegel in Arlington. We're going to jump ball here once again. Clark and Anderson jump. It's going to be controlled by Arlington. Still moving the same direction, right to left. Anderson has the ball. Floats one up from the right side. It's good. Play 4 minutes in overtime here. Long pass up. Eddings. Bounce pass into Jones. Jones, runner good. Somebody's going to have to take over here, John, for Siegel.
I think Ryan Jones may be the man.
Now there's going to be a foul in the backcourt on the press. And it's going to be against Siegel. Both teams in the double bonus. And the foul is on Clark. That's four on Charles Clark. Dominique Gooch has four. DJ McGee's already fouled out. Two shots for Anderson, who's perfect from the foul line tonight so far. Shot it. Got it. Said he was perfect from the free throw line, but I do believe he missed one.
I think he did too early. Tell you what, he's a money player.
Five of, make that six of seven now from the foul line. 20 points, looking at 21 if he can hit this one. And he does. 74-72.
Well, he's picked it up for Arlington, and we're going to see who does for Siegel. And it looks like it's Ryan Jones so far.
Burton bobbles it now to Eddings. Eddings drives baseline. Eddings going to be fouled. And he's going to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line.
Now, Siegel still has their starters out there, even though some have some foul trouble. But Arlington's had to go to the bench, as you mentioned, Brian, off air, that they're going to have to go a little deeper.
Foul was called on Kennedy. He's one of those subs in. Eddings, first free throw, good. Braxton Eddings could tie it. Don't call the 800 number now. Call DirecTV by Intersource 815-1800 for the same DirecTV channels, but with local service. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped out by Clark. They're going to call a jump ball. Eddings reached his hand in there, and it's Siegel basketball. 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the overtime. 74-73, Arlington. Siegel ball on the far end line. It's the inbounds from Burton to Jones, and they burned him a couple of times on that. Got the easy toss-up.
Well, he just blocks out the passing lane, and the only one that can get the ball using his body is Jones.
Siegel by one, 75-74. Baseline runner left side up and good by Bates. That lead not long lived. One-point lead, Arlington, down in the paint. Gooch flips it back out. Eddings for three. Oh, my, get in there. Bounces, won't fall. Rebound, Jones picks it up. Won't fall. Now Gooch, tip up, won't go. And rebound, Kennedy in the lane, and there's going to be a foul. No foul. Just jump Arlington ball. Basketball on the jump ball. So now they call jump balls, huh?
Yeah, they've been doing that frequently now.
Hoover to inbound and does to Anderson. That's who they want with the ball in their hand. Top of the key, they flip it back out. Right side, driving is Bates. There's going to be a whistle. No basket here. Going to be a foul called on Gooch, I think. And if it is, it's five on him.
You know, there have been very few offensive fouls in this game, and you just wonder, I can't tell whether that was an offensive from our angle, but there have been more blocks more blocking fouls called rather than offensive fouls. And usually that play right there that just occurred is usually an offensive foul. I'm not saying it was, but usually it's called that.
Dominique Gooch fouls out with 2:39 to go. Edwin Roberts comes into the game. And McGee and Gooch are no longer active for the Seagull Stars. Bates at the free throw line. First one's good. 77-75 Arlington. We're in overtime. 2:39. Second shot. They put them up by three. It's good. They're not going to help us at the free throw line, I don't think. Siegel with Jones. Right wing. Stutter steps. Who's going to take this over for the Stars? Ryan Jones has it after passing off to Eddings. Now on the left wing. In the lane. Floater is no good. Rebound. Pulled out of there by Hoover, swinging a lot of elbows. Gets it out to Anderson. Siegel needs to hold him here. Anderson, foul line, burns it down low. What a great pass. Now Roberts is going to foul Avery. Made sure that Avery wasn't going to score that time, but he does foul him. And Edwin Roberts is going to send Darius Avery to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line with 2:11 to go in the overtime, 78-75.
Just a great pass there by Anderson, seeing him break down the lane, down by the baseline.
Free throw no good. Avery misses the first free throw. Maybe he'll miss another one. Keep it at a one possession game. Second free throw is good. 17. 79-75, 4-point lead for the Tigers. Jones for Siegel. Charles Clark from way out there, no good. Not a real good shot there by Charles, don't think. Now a foul coming up the floor.
Well, it's a good thing somebody fouled because there were three Tigers going down the floor wide open with Anderson with the ball. So they're going to make them earn it at the free throw line.
Well, and what happened there was Charles Clark picked up the foul as well. So Charles Clark fouls out here in the overtime. And so that's three Seagull players out of the lineup. Clark, McGee, and Gooch, two starters and a sub. That really hampers the Stars and brings in Greedy House off the bench. Free throw by Anderson is good. He's got 22.
Well, Greedy with a chance to be a hero. He could do it.
5-point lead, could be six if he hits this one, and Anderson does. 81-75. We're in overtime, 2 minutes to go. Siegel's got to have some buckets now. They fought back to get it to overtime. House drives. They're going to call an offensive foul, of course. Didn't you just get through saying?
Yeah. I did, Brian.
Not any help.
I don't know. It must have been an arm or something extended out. Not a huge argument from Ben Dodson.
So Arlington's basketball leading by six, minute 50. Minute 51 to be exact. Hoover in the backcourt. Hoover now here to the near side, Avery. Siegel in deep trouble now in overtime with three starters fouled out. Bates, they're stretching the floor out here. Siegel's going to have to foul now. Anderson deep in the corner. They pass off, get it back to Anderson, and there's the foul. Minute 22 to go. John, it's got to be a helpless feeling over there to be somebody like Charles Clark, knowing that there's nothing you can do.
Nope. And really the foul, I think that was a frustration foul that he committed to foul out of the game. But I tell you, he played a great game today, just super.
Free throw by Anderson, no good.
There you go.
He's helping, but I don't know if it's not too little too late.
He's got another toss. This one is good. 24 for Anderson. Some long faces over there on the Siegel bench. Jones fires it up. Good. Ryan Jones, and we get a timeout. Ryan Jones, a career day, 26 points, 82-77. Still a minute 14 to go. Don't give up on these Siegel Stars yet. We'll be right back.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back, Arlington Basketball. Length of the floor to go here for the Tigers. Siegel trying to trap in the backcourt, almost had it stolen away. It's going to be Arlington ball, however, with 1:11 left, 82-77. Arlington gets it in. Long pass here over near side to Hoover. Now they're going to spread the floor. No, Hoover drives to the rack, fires it up there. No good. Rebound. Siegel has it. Edwin Roberts, get out of there, Edwin. Gives it up to Jones. 57 seconds. Jones in the lane, fakes right, goes left. Won't fall, but he's fouled.
Well, we got a break there by Hoover going in for that layup. It gives us another opportunity with the clock stopped and still almost a full minute here to get within at least, 3 points?
Could get it to a one possession game here, John, if Ryan Jones can hit a pair at the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Shot it, got it. 27 for Jones. 82-78, Arlington. Overtime, second shot, Ryan Jones missed. And now he stepped out of bounds, traveled, Siegel basketball. LaRidge House forcing the turnover in the backcourt. Got to have a basket this time, John, you really think?
Yeah, and I think Arlington's coach thinking of maybe pushed out of bounds there.
Jones fires up a three, it's no good, and a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on the Stars. The three from the corner. Would have been a great bucket, but didn't fall. Foul is on Eddings. That's four for Braxton. We'll trot all the way to the other end to see what Adarius Avery can do from the free throw line.
Start to wonder how much these guys have left in them on the tank.
Avery now 6 of 9 from the free throw line. As he hit the first, he'll have another. Second shot is good. Hit them both. 84-78 with 48 seconds. And Siegel very careless with the basketball on the inbounds, thrown away. That's probably going to do it.
I don't know. You said that last time.
Well, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, let's just hold on to our hats here.
Bates going to give it off to Anderson, who was fouled. And going to the foul line is C.J. Anderson. He's going to have a couple here. Shot it and got it. Anderson with 25.
Both of these coaches have really coached a good game. It's a shame anybody has to lose, but it's been tightly contested all night long. Strategies just like a chess match.
Second toss is good. 26 for Anderson. 86-78 Arlington with only 37.7. Ryan Jones picks up the ball at midcourt. Going to drive. Fires it up. No good. Tipped around. Going to be out of bounds. Siegel lost the ball. Arlington basketball.
Ryan Jones with a great second effort. Just couldn't come up with the shot.
Arlington with the ball inbounds. Hoover in the backcourt, in trouble. Jump ball. Siegel basketball. Hoover didn't have any help, and that's what he's saying. Nobody came around to help me out here.
Well, number one, don't go to the corners. If you're trying to get away from Siegel, just don't go to the corners. That's a big mistake. New life here, just a little bit. A strand of hope left, Brian.
Connor Wilkerson into the game for the Stars. Burton trying to get open for three, can't. Now Jones backs in, drives, puts up a runner, bounces, won't go. Rebound, Jones got it to fall off the glass. Ryan Jones with 29. 12 seconds, 6-point lead. Ball stolen away. It's on the floor with five, with four. Jump ball or what? Jump ball, Arlington basketball with 3.6.
Well, that took too much time, so I don't think there's any way that Siegel can make the comeback here, but we got a timeout, or do we?
Yes, Arlington takes a timeout, so will we. 86-80 in overtime, 3.6 seconds left. The Tigers lead the Stars on WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championship.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
It's Arlington's basketball with 3.6 seconds left to go. Hoover in the inbounds, and that's going to do it. That's going to be it. And in overtime, the Siegel Stars are going to fall here to the Arlington Tigers by a final of 86-80. 86-80. Arlington moves on after defeating the Siegel Stars to end Siegel's year at 31-2. Took overtime. 86-80. Arlington, the first team in the bottom half of the bracket to move on. They are now 29-4. Well, Blackman, Brentwood, and Arlington are in the semifinals. Next up will be Oak Ridge and Jefferson County. We'll be right back in just a couple of moments. Great season, Siegel Stars. Hang your head high here because it was a great, great year. In overtime, Arlington beats Siegel 86-80. Back with the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show coming up in just a couple of moments.